And here are the seven faces of intention. The first face, the face of creativity. The first of the seven faces of intention is the creative expression of the power of intention that designed us, got us here, and created an environment that's compatible with our needs. The power of intention has to be creative, or nothing would come into existence. It seems to me that this is an irrefutable truth about intention and spirit, because its purpose is to bring life into existence in a suitable environment. Why do I conclude that the life-giving power of intention intends us here to have life and have it in increasing abundance? Because if the opposite were true, life as we know it couldn't come into form. The very fact that we can breathe and experience life is proof to me that the nature of the life-giving spirit is creative at its very core. This may seem obvious to you, or in fact it may appear confusing or even irrelevant, but what is clear is this. You are here in your physical body. There was a time when you were an embryo, before that a seed, and before that, formless energy. That formless energy contained intention, which brought you from nowhere to now here. At the very highest levels of awareness, intention started you on a path towards your destiny. The face of creativity intends you toward continued creativity to create and co-create anything that you direct your power of intention toward. Creative energy is a part of you. It originates in the life-giving spirit that intended you here in the first place. Two, the face of kindness. Any power that has as its inherent nature the need to create and convert energy into physical form must also be a kindly power. Again, I'm deducing this from the opposite. If the all-giving power of intention had at its core the desire to be unkind, malevolent, or hurtful, then creation itself would be impossible. The moment unkind energy became form, the life-giving spirit would be destroyed. But instead, the power of intention has a face of kindness. It is kind energy, intending what it's creating to flourish and to grow, and to be happy and to be fulfilled. Our existence is proof to me of the kindness of intention. Choosing to be kind is a choice to have the power of intention active in your life. The positive effect of kindness on the immune system and on the increased production of serotonin in the brain has been proved in research studies. Serotonin is a naturally occurring substance in the body that makes us feel more comfortable, more peaceful, and even blissful. In fact, the role of most antidepressants is to stimulate the production of serotonin chemically, helping to ease depression. Research has shown that a simple act of kindness directed toward another human being improves the functioning of the immune system and stimulates the production of serotonin in both the recipient of the kindness and the person extending the kindness. Even more amazing is that persons observing the act of kindness have similar beneficial results. Imagine this. Kindness extended, received, or observed beneficially impacts the physical health and feelings of everyone involved. Both the face of kindness and the face of creativity are smiling here. 3. The face of love. The third of the seven faces of intention is the face of love. That there's a life-giving nature inherent in the power of intention is an irrefutable conclusion. What would we name this quality that encourages, enhances, and supports all of life, if not love? It's the prime moving power of the universal spirit of intent. As Ralph Waldo Emerson put it, love is our highest word and the synonym for God. The energy field of intention is pure love, resulting in a nurturing and totally cooperative environment. Judgment, anger, hate, fear, or prejudice won't thrive here. So were we able to actually see this field, we'd see creativity and kindness in an endless field of love. We entered the physical world of boundaries and beginnings through the universal force field of pure love. This face of intention that is an expression of love wishes only for us to flourish and grow and become all that we're capable of becoming. When we're not in harmony with the energy of love, we've moved away from intention and weakened our ability to activate intention through the expression of love. For example, if you aren't doing what you love and loving what you do, your power of intention is weakened. You attract into your life more of the dissatisfaction that isn't the face of love. Consequently, more of what you don't love will appear in your life. St. Francis, in his famous prayer, beseeches God, "Where there is hatred, let me sow love."